Chris was a shy guy, not traditionally handsome or attractive to the ladies. He had had a few high school girlfriends who had made out with him, but since hitting university, his time had been taken up with study and work. He still noticed the fairer sex, but they didn't seem to notice him. It wasn't until his economics class in second year that he started getting noticed. Not by a lot of women, just one in particular. Angela was a perfect 50s pin-up girl. Perfectly styled hair, intense makeup, big boobs, wide hips, narrow waist, and an impeccable 50s dress sense that was somehow also ultra-modern. Chris was a nerdy guy, short and skinny. He often wore shirts from the metal gigs he'd been to with his dark, baggy trousers. He had no idea why she was attracted to him, but since the start of their class together, she'd been working her way to him, getting closer and closer. She would volunteer to be on his team for group projects, or he'd find her sitting next to him in class. He found her exceptionally attractive, but was too shy to act upon it. Angela finally made her move during a two-person project when she realized his shyness was stopping him. Angela had invited him over to her house to work on their project. Standing on her front porch with his laptop in one hand, he knocked on her door. She opened the door and he opened his mouth. His jaw nearly hit the floor. Standing before him, Angela was wearing a black plunging top that showed off a lot of cleavage. A red and white polka dot skirt that accentuated her hips and barely covered her ass. Bright red high heel shoes and crimson lipstick. He could see her lips moving, but registered no sound until she reached out and touched his shoulder. "Are you coming in?" He saw her smile as the words penetrated his lust-induced fog and his brain rapidly caught up, issuing instructions to his legs to step through the threshold and for his mouth to open and utter a barely audible yes. Once inside, he was led to Angela's study, where she had her notes already spread about the place. Currently, there were only two chairs in the room on opposite sides of the desk. Sitting in one chair, Angela takes the other and starts telling him where she's at and what she's been doing. Try as he might, Chris can't hear a word she says. He's entranced by her cleavage. Her big breasts are barely contained by the sheer material over her top. Occasionally, as she moves in the seat, he thinks he can see the hint of nipple slipping out. Unbeknownst to Chris, Angela was having a grand time teasing the hapless man. As he stared and tried to gather his wits, Angela surprised him by suddenly standing up and offering a drink. He nodded dumbly. Chris remained seated as he had just noticed the tent in his pants. An erection that would be noticeably visible should he stand up straight and try to explain why he was hunched over or erect was not worth entertaining the thought. Following her with his eyes, Chris watches Angela lightly step out of the room. He has a direct line of sight to her kitchen as she gracefully walks away from him. He can't help but notice her hips as they sway, her skirt accentuating her womanly figure. He hadn't noticed how short it was until she was reaching up to the top shelf to get a particular mug, the material barely covering her firm ass. Staring more intently, Chris gets the feeling that she isn't wearing anything under that skirt. His suspicions were confirmed pretty quickly when Angela bent down low to get something from the bottom drawer. His eyes were drawn like moths to the flame as he followed her alabaster white skin from her dainty feet, over her sensual calves, past her knees, up the backs of her firm thighs and right up to her smooth pussy. It was the revelation of her most intimate area that shocked Chris so much that he fell out of his chair. The loud thump of Chris's elbow hitting the floor broke him out of his daze. Lying on the ground, he hoped that Angela hadn't noticed, but as he looked to the kitchen again, he saw her walking towards him, a smile spreading across her face. "Whatever happened, Chris?" she asked innocently. I fell off my chair. Chris could barely stammer out a response as Angela leant over to help him, offering another view down her top at her impressive breasts. "Are you okay, Chris? You seem a bit distracted." "Yes, I'm fine." More stammering. Chris's face was burning hotly with embarrassment as Angela bounced lightly into her chair opposite him, her breast bouncing gently as she did. "I think I know what the problem is here, and I think it's about time I did something about it." Angela stood up, leant over the table close to Chris's face, and whispered in his ear, "I'm glad you're enjoying the view. I think you need to explore a bit closer, perhaps with your hands as well." Chris was stunned. Angela took his hand, which had turned to putty at her touch, and she lifted them towards her chest. She entwined her fingers with his, and he suddenly felt the firm roundness of her breasts. No bra to match the missing knickers. As they both fondled her impressive tits, Chris's cock was threatening to tear its way out of his pants. Angela was looking at his face, then he noticed her gaze lower until she reached his cock, a smirk curling up on one side of her face. "Is that for me?" she purred. Chris barely managed a nod before his hands were released and Angela had dropped to her knees between his legs and was reaching for his fly. He felt her hands grazing his erection as she fumbled with the broken zip on his pants. Finally, snapping out of his daze, he reached down to pull the zipper down, and even reached in and pulled out the purple head of the very engorged penis. The constriction was killing him, and he acted without thinking. Realizing what he had just done, embarrassment levels rising, he was about to apologize, and then he felt the hot wetness of Angela's tongue. The apology caught in his throat and was instead replaced with a deep groan, as Angela took him in as deep as she could. Chris had only ever been touched like this by one girlfriend before, and it was a hastily performed blowjob in the back of his parents' car. She had been nervous, he was more nervous, and it was not a satisfying experience for either of them. This blowjob, though, he wished it would never end. Angela had skills, and she was employing them to drive him to the highest point of ecstasy. He could feel her tongue swelling around the head as she pulled back to suck on just the tip, before taking his shaft in as deep as she could. The bit she couldn't fit in her mouth was wrapped in her hand, slick from saliva as she hungrily devoured him. Completely lost in the moment, Chris threw his head back and grunted. He was about to come but could not form the words in his mouth as Angela continued her oral assault. Instead, he tried to push her off, but she stayed right where she was. His orgasm finally overtaking his muscle control, Chris sat back and let the wave of pleasure crash over his body. Spurt after spurt rocketed forth from his cock. Angela took him as deep as she could and swallowed everything he gave her. It felt like he had never come before. The muscles in his feet were twitching. He lost control of his hands. Every limb thrashed about of its own accord, and his eyes blurred and refocused and blurred again as he emptied his balls into Angela's hungry mouth. Looking down, he smiled sheepily. He hadn't meant to come so quickly. He was afraid she'd think he was a loser for his lack of sexual prowess. Instead, he was surprised to see her smiling, the slightest hint of cum dribbling from the side of her mouth as she stood up. Stripping off her clothes completely, she looked at him again. "Now that we have that pesky first orgasm out of the way, you had to fuck me until I'm satisfied." At first he thought she was crazy. He had just had an orgasm. Past experience indicated he would need at least half an hour before he could go again. But as he stared at her naked body and then down at himself, he realized he was not getting soft. His erection remained. "I think he looks eager," Angela gestured towards his still hard penis. "Perhaps he needs a reward for filling my mouth." And with that, she turned around, spreading her legs a little, and then sat down with impressive accuracy, her clit making contact with his balls as she leaned forward, giving him a delicious view of his shaft buried inside her. Angela remained motionless on top of Chris. He was unsure how to proceed, and then he felt it. He wasn't sure if he was imagining it at first, but he could have sworn she was holding the shaft and squeezing him. The more he focused on the sensation, the stronger it became. She wasn't moving up and down on him, but instead she was using the strong muscles in her vagina to stimulate him. The intensity of the squeezing was driving him wild. He wanted to. No, he needed to. Fuck her. Hearing her gentle moans of pleasure, he followed his gut instinct and laid his hands on her hips, lifted her up, and then forcefully pulled her back down, his cock sliding in and out of her wetness with a delicate pleasure. As he repeated this, Angela started to murmur, "Again, do it again. Fuck me, Chris. Fuck me deep." Her words filled with lust, his confidence boosted. Chris did as she commanded. Knowing that she wanted it gave him an idea. Wrapping his arms around her, he stood up, Angela still impaled on his throbbing appendage. Turning quickly, he put her face down on the table, pushed their studies off the table, and with his hands once again on her hips, he started to slide in and out of her. Only this time he was able to more accurately control his movements. He would pull out till the head almost breached her lips before pushing his way back in, the walls of her vagina stretching to accommodate him before constricting again as he teasingly pulled out. Chris could hear her grunting in frustration as he teased her with his cock. Each time he started to push into her, she tried to push back, his hands on her hips the only thing preventing her from succeeding. Then it happened. He was pushing back in, and Angela managed to get the best of him and push back, forcing him into her hard and fast. And forgetting his own timid nature, he reacted without thinking. The resounding smack followed by Angela's squeal of delight, a red handprint forming on her ass cheek. Chris looked down at Angela as she collapsed on the table, his cock suddenly slick as she peeked into her first mini orgasm. He was shocked. He'd seen spanking in porn and watched the actresses all screaming in fake pleasure. But to spank a real woman and to see her react this way, he knew what he had to do. Picking her up again and forcing her into a low doggy style position on the table, he spanked her again as he pushed his way into her wet hole. Again she shuddered. But this time he held her up and immediately withdrew his cock before pushing in again with another spank on the alternate cheek. He was not as experienced as Angela was in sex, but Chris could definitely tell that this pattern of withdraw, slide in, spank, withdraw was working. Her breath was ragged. Sweat was starting to form all over her body as he continued his spanking assault. She was close, he could tell. One last push would do it. He held her on the precipice, his cock teasing the entrance to her vagina until she begged him to fuck her hard, and then he pushed in. the flared head of his cock spreading her, stretching her, feeling her completely, and then his firm hand making contact with her skin, sensitive and raw from previous spankings, an electric shock from the contact shooting right through her body. He reached around, slid one finger over her clit, and she lost it. Grunting, groaning, screaming, moaning. She did it all. Her body convulsed, her muscles clamped down on his shaft as he continued to fuck her through her orgasm. Every time he entered her, she would convulse again. He was able to prolong her orgasm for as long as he wanted, simply by moving his hips and holding hers. He wanted to hear her beg for him to stop. "Tell me to stop, if you can," he commanded. Looking back at him, her face a constant grimace as he continued to slide in and out of her hypersensitized pussy, she tried to force the words out. "Please, please, let me rest. Please, I can't, no more. Oh." Angela could barely get the words out between thrusts. The power rush from causing this woman continual pleasure had worked its magic upon Chris. He had lasted a lot longer than he had thought he could, thanks to his first orgasm, but his second orgasm was now rushing up at him. As she begged for him to stop, he felt the tingle starting in his toes and his fingers. Like a siren coming towards him, he could feel the immense pleasure rushing in from his extremities towards his core. And right now, his core was sliding in and out of Angela. "No more, your cock. It's so big, so, Her words of praise tipped him over. Thrusting like a madman, he buried himself deep inside her. Shot after shot of cum coursed through his body and into hers as they both came together. As he stopped his thrusting, her orgasm subsided. Both were able to get their breath back as they slumped onto the table and nearby chair. As his softening cock pulled free from her lips and flood of cum spilled from her. He was impressed. Two orgasms in less than an hour, and somehow she evoked that much arousal. He hoped that she was not done with him yet, as he cuddled up with her on the table as she dozed off. Chris would ask later if she was satisfied, and with a cheeky smirk, she would insist that she still wanted more.